I'm having so many realizations right now. So I really had to prioritize which podcast to record first, because I can't be recording 10 today, but I want to talk to you about one thing that is so important. And I know it's going to feel so many women feel seen and validated. And that is really having the courage to express the chaos. And by doing that, you will get feedback, have resonance, and you will find the next steps going forward. So what happened? If you know me, you know this podcast. You know that I started out as a career coach, a coach for career transitions, for big career transitions 5 years ago, and that I've changed pretty much everything about my business in the first 3 months of 2026. I'm not going to go into that because it's going to take too long. But my idea was to come out in, let's say, March or April. Now it's April, with a big bang. I wanted to, you know, launch one of those trailers on my Instagram, say, hey, I'm back and I've changed and I have this brand new idea, and from now on we're going to be doing this. And I wanted to invite fancy podcast guests and, you know, all of that. I wanted to retreat, change, and then come out with a big bang. And you know what the insane thing is? That's exactly what I tell all my clients not to do. I always tell them, well, honey, I know you want that, but it's not going to work. It's ridiculous. You're not going to, you know, be in your own room or at home working in a Google Doc behind the scenes, drinking a cup of tea, talking to no one, and then you're going to have a sudden realization and you're going to, you know, go out with a big bang and everything is going to change and your revenue is going to, you know, 10x. That's just ridiculous. And now let's talk about why it's ridiculous. And by the way, this is not a beginner's problem. I am not a beginner. I've been an entrepreneur for 10 years. I've accompanied change, transitions, people changing their entire life. I've changed my entire life. I've made more career transitions in the last 10 years than most people would do in one lifetime. I just want to say, I'm not a beginner, and still, I get trapped in my head, and still, I fell for the idea of transitioning, changing behind the scenes, and then coming out with a big bang, which is ridiculous. Now, hear me out. Why is it ridiculous? Because you and I are human beings, right? We're human beings. We learn, develop, explore, change, pivot, transform in the context of other people. We need other people to see who we are. We need context to learn more about ourselves. If you strip back everything from your life and you just sit at your laptop, in front of your laptop, and you put up a Google Doc, you have no context. You have no feedback. You have no real-time experiences to mirror back to you who you've become. There is nothing feedbacking you in the process that's going to make you learn about where you stand. And when there's nothing to feedback you, when there's no resonance, you're going to be trapped in a vicious circle forever. Now, what is the solution? And that is something I've been working on for years with clients. I had so many clients coming to me saying, you know what? I want to change my career. I don't want to be a doctor anymore. I don't want to be a teacher anymore. I don't want to be a specialized person for XYZ anymore. I'm done with this. I've evolved. I'm in a different stage of my life. I don't want to be doing this. And now here's the thing, Nicole. I don't know what I want to be doing instead. And because I don't know what I want to be doing instead, I'm just going to sit here and wait for clarity to strike. I'm going to sit on my couch, I'm going to journal, I'm going to listen to podcasts, and I'm going to wait for this magical moment where everything suddenly becomes so clear and I know who I am and I'm just going to know. And that's, and I was, well, honey, you can do that. But if you want to go about it like that, I cannot help you. I'm not the coach for you. I'm not the mentor for you. This is not, like, my world is not your world. If you want that, well, please, I'm not going to stop you. But I think it's dangerous. Yes, I said what I said. It's dangerous. Why? Because it's going to keep you trapped forever in a circle of waiting. Waiting to feel ready, waiting to have more clarity, waiting to have an insight, waiting to have the perfect plan. I've had clients coming to me after 10 years and more of waiting. This makes me, I can't even express what it makes me feel. This is, it's lost potential. It's your life. So waiting for clarity to strike while going through a transition is the worst thing you can do, and it will not happen. So now, what is going to make you gain clarity? Let's go back to me. Let's come back to myself, because I'm the perfect example. And I'm outing myself as someone who hasn't been drinking her own medicine lately. And as I said, it's not a beginner problem. This is something that happens to a lot of women that have built extraordinary businesses, that have built careers that are so sophisticated, so well-educated, so reflected, so in tune with themselves. Why? Because the more you know, the more you get into your head. When you are a beginner, when you do something for the first time, let's take when you found a business. When I founded this business in 2020, I had nothing to lose. I had just lost my previous business due to the corona crisis. I had literally nothing to lose. And that's how I went about it. I took a mentoring, a course showing me how to get to 10K. I did the 10K. Okay, cool. I experimented. I did live webinars. I would sell 1 hour of my time. I would sell 3 hours of my time. I did a lot of formats. I did Instagram lives every Friday. I did Lunch and Learn, which is a free format in Zoom. I did workshops. I did live events. I did everything. I just experimented. And I looked what stick, because I had nothing to lose. I wasn't sitting at home thinking, oh God, if I'm going to pivot now, if I'm going to change my business, I better hit it right. Because now I have 8,000 people on my email list and I have this much followers and I have a big podcast that a lot of people are listening. So I need to hit it right, because otherwise, what are they going to think? None of those thoughts existed. Why? Because I was a beginner. There was only one way, and that was up. Now, when you've built something, when you are experienced, when you've built a career, when you've built a business, when you have visibility, you start getting so into your head, because you think, well, if I'm not going to hit it right, I'm going to lose these people. I might lose what I built. And now all this overthinking starts. And it was the same for me. I knew, okay, I'm retiring my core offers. I'm retiring my funnels. I'm retiring my free products. I pretty much retired everything in January 2026. And it felt great. I knew it was necessary. I'm a very radical person. I'm not a person for smooth transitions. Never have been, never will be. I am not activated by smooth transitions. I'm activated by radical cuts, because that's what I personally need to move. But here I was, getting into my head, and I have a lot of ideas. You have to know this. My difficulty is really not coming up with ideas. I have a lot of them. I have an idea for a high-level mastermind. I have an idea for a 30-day challenge, which I would love to run. I have an idea for a live event. I have an idea for VIP packages. Everything. Sitting in my Google Doc, waiting to be launched. And I couldn't make myself launch any of that. I couldn't make myself do it. Why? Because I thought, well, it's not perfect just yet. No, I need some couple of weeks to make it better. Nah, I need that trailer, like that comeback trailer that I'm going to put on my Instagram. Like, I'm back and now this is the direction and everything is so clear. I've been in a dip, but now I'm out of it and now I'm teaching you. And that is also something I want to share with you. I think this whole narrative about, well, you can only teach from your scars, not from the wound, and you cannot teach from the messy middle. I think that's bullshit. I'm speaking to you from my own messy middle. And I think it's so much more valuable for you, but also for me. Why? And I hope you don't hear my stomach. I didn't have breakfast yet, so it's rumbling. But if you allow yourself to share, express yourself from the messy middle, between an old you and a new identity, between an old business and a new business, between whatever you're going through, then you will all of a sudden gain so much more clarity. Why? Because in expressing yourself, people will comment, will feedback. They will ask questions. I had a talk with one of my clients the other day and I just asked her questions. And I was like, wow, well, I get so much out of these couple of minutes that we talked because she gave me input that I didn't have before, sitting at my laptop or in front of my laptop, looking at my Google Doc. So as soon as you start expressing your messy middle, you are going to get the missing puzzle pieces you are looking for. And then you can implement those in your journey. And you're going to gain clarity in real time. Because also, and that's ultimately why I have a podcast. I chose 3 years ago to start a podcast because, yes, I wanted to speak with you. But I also wanted to speak with me, if that makes sense. I wanted a platform to articulate myself because in doing so, in recording this podcast in real time without no, like I never use scripts. Like I'm sitting in my couch, my hair is still wet from the shower, I'm wearing a leggings, I'm holding my smartphone in my hand and I'm recording this podcast to you. It's not going to be edited. I'm just going to hit the press record button and it's going to be uploaded into wherever you're going to listen to it. And I'm doing this as an exercise to express myself. Why? Because in doing so, in talking to you, in forcing myself to express what is real and true to me in this moment, clarity arrives. I'm probably going to be talking for a couple of minutes more and then I'm going to put away my phone and then I'm going to be, I don't know, probably drying my hair. That's the first thing I'm going to do. And then I'm going to go for a walk and I'm going to think about what I just spoke about. And then I'm going to say, oh, well, okay, I missed that point, but that was right. And ooh, I have clarity now. That is something I'm going to do today or in my next offer or whatever. And that clarity just came by expressing what is true, what is real in the moment right now. And what I would ask you to do is, and that's something I always forget to ask, when you listen to this podcast episode and you're done with it, please, if you listen to it in Spotify, and I know a lot of people don't, but if you are a Spotify listener, please comment below the podcast. Please leave me a comment. Leave me a comment saying that resonated or that didn't resonate or whatever, please don't leave me a hate comment. I get nothing out of that. If you don't like my podcast, just don't listen to it. If you like it though, or if you get value out of it, please, it would mean the world if you feedbacked. Are you going through a sticky season yourself? Have you gone through a season like that? What helped you? What do you get out of this episode? What landed? What do you have questions about? Because that way, you and I get a win-win situation out of this podcast. You get to be in dialogue with me, or get to get into a dialogue with me, and I get to be feedbacked. And this way is the fastest way for clarity for your next steps. So, what's the point I want to make here? Don't wait. Do not wait for clarity to strike. Allow yourself to create first. And that is the name of something I'm bringing forward. I'm not telling you what it is yet, but it's in my Google Doc, and the headline is, "But first, create." But first, dot, 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 and then exclamation mark. No, but first, dot, 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 create, and then an exclamation mark. That is the name of the space. Yesterday, I launched a podcast, please listen to that one, with one of my mentors, Bridget James Ling. It's podcast episode 201. And I listened to it. I usually don't do that, but I listened to the podcast in the car because we recorded it a couple of weeks ago. And I didn't really remember exactly what we talked about. Like, it's a couple of weeks ago. So I listened to it and I was like, it couldn't be more perfect than now. It couldn't be, like, there is no better timing than to publish it now, because Bridget said something so cool inside of that. She said, well, whenever you're going through a sticky season in your life, in your business, I want you to pick up the pen and create. I want you to create more than you consume. I want you to allow yourself to share from the messy middle, to just put things out there. Because as soon as you start making, expressing, producing, creating, you are going to gain the clarity from that you're looking for. People are going to be interested in you. They're going to talk to you. They're going to get into a dialogue with you. You're going to get resonance. You're going to get real-time feedback. You're going to learn more about how you feel while expressing yourself. You're going to learn more about what your way is. Do you want to talk on a podcast? Do you want to make videos, talking head reels? You really want to just make very beautiful carousel posts on Instagram? It doesn't matter. But you're going to learn so much about yourself, and you're going to learn where you're standing. And you know what? Not yesterday. I said nine. German word in the middle of it all. Not yesterday. Last week, I was having a walk across a cemetery, like a very random moment. In that very random moment, I had a realization. So I sent a message to one of my mentors and I said, you know what? This is a missing puzzle piece I've been waiting for. And it came to me in the most random of all moments. And it's the golden thread weaving everything I've done in my life so far together. Everything I've done, experienced, experimented with professionally. Before I became a coach, a mentor, and an online entrepreneur, and the leader of the Female Purpose Movement, I was a creative. I was the founder of a publishing company, publishing books, travel guides for design lovers, not your average travel guides, very special ones. I was an influencer. even a micro influencer for lifestyle brands. I was a stylist, which is the profession that financed my publishing company. I was an interior designer. I was a freelance author, a freelance writer. I was building websites for lifestyle brands and a lot of things, a lot of more things. I was a sales assistant in a high-end furniture store. Well, what did I do? Like the role I found myself in again and again and again was the role of the curator. Because that's what I do best. It's what comes naturally to me. It's who I am at the core. And so I decided that I'm going to bring back the curator to the Female Purpose brand. I'm going to bring back all that I shared before the industry, the online space told me what not to share. And I'm going to start curating my way into my new era in business. I'm going to start creating more than I consume. And I'm going to start sharing from the messy middle again. Because ever since the beginning of the Female Purpose brand, my claim, it's not even a claim, it's a statement, it's a mission statement, has always been, you are so much more likely to act your way into a new way of being than to desperately try to think your way into a new way of acting. And I realized in the last weeks, I haven't been doing that. I was trying to think myself into my new direction. Sitting at my laptop, trying to get it right. And I'm not doing that anymore. And I want to encourage you to really create first. Experiment first. Share now. It doesn't have to be perfect. People are not drawn to perfection. People are drawn to realness, to truth, to expression, clarity. But not clarity in the way you think, not having it all figured out and sharing a perfect post. Conviction. And I want to encourage you to share from the messy middle. I want to encourage you to dare to express the chaos and share it with other people. Not from a place of, oh, well, I'm all chaotic and I'm all over the place. But from a place of, hey, I'm experimenting with my life. I'm experimenting. I'm curating my way into a new way of being. I'm curating my way. I'm creating my way into a new era of my business and life. And that is so attractive. That is so magnetic. Yesterday, I was sitting in the couch and I was talking to my partner because normally I would have gone to Milan this week. For my highlight of the year, the Salone, the Milan Design Week. And I couldn't go because something came up in the family and it made it impossible. So I'm here. I stayed here. And I get so sad about that. I ended up on a couch looking or watching reels from some of my favorite interior influencers or interior creators. And one of them I've been following for, I would say, probably 6 or 7 years. So Oliver, my partner, he asked me, like, what is it you love about this person? Why do you keep following this person? And I said, well, I read her posts and I read the stuff. And it's, by the way, it's I Swoon, Athena Calderone or Calderone. Maybe you know her. I Swoon. It's a very big and popular account. I love the content she makes. Maybe I'm going to invite her on the podcast. I love the content because it's just so, it's not perfect. It's real. It's raw. It's sometimes very emotional. And she just takes you along for this ride. And she shares from the messy middle. And she shared a posting about herself having gone or having experimented her way into the interior design world 10 years ago, like accidentally, by just trying, experimenting, renovating her house and putting it on Instagram. And then all of a sudden people get interested. And then she wrote a cookbook. And then she did this. And then she did that. And it was more of a experimental process. It wasn't like, ooh, I was sitting in front of a Google Doc and planning all that. And taking people along for that ride is so rewarding for you, for everyone. And it's so much more interesting than, you know, going through a sticky season, going through a dip, not sharing anything about that, and then coming out on the other side and saying, well, that was a bad season, but hey, I'm good now. So this is the new direction, and now I'm going to be teaching you how to do it as well. No. Well, you can do that, obviously, but it's so much more interesting if you allow yourself to teach from the messy middle. If you allow yourself to teach from what people call the wound, and that doesn't mean trauma dumping, and that doesn't mean airing out your dirty laundry on Instagram. That doesn't mean crying on Instagram. Unless that activates you, well, then go ahead and do it. But that really means allowing yourself not to be perfect. And that way you're going to collaborate with your people. You're going to enter into a so much more collaborative coaching and mentoring style, which is what I'm doing now. I'm done with the, I have it all figured out and this is my program and I'll buy the program and then do the exact steps. I'm done with that. Now, this might have been a pretty chaotic episode, but it was important to me. And I want you to comment, share below the podcast. Just talk to me. Like, I'm sitting here, like, often enough, I don't even know who's listening. I don't even know, like, did this resonate? Do you know these seasons? Have you gone through a season like that? What do you want to know more about? Please let me know. Please, let's use this episode as a two-way communication, not just me talking to my phone on a random Wednesday in my couch. Okay, I love you. I want to say I thank you so very much for being here. Even if you've just, you know, spotted this podcast 5 minutes ago, if you're in my world or have been in my world for a long time, it doesn't matter. So hear you in the next one and have a nice day.